This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia vetoed on Thursday the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Here is Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Robert Wood.
But let me be clear. Russia, you silenced the panel of experts today, but you will never silence those of us who stand in support of the global nonproliferation regime.
The move comes amid U.S.-led accusations that North Korea has transferred weapons to Russia, which Moscow has used in its war in Ukraine. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. China abstained from the vote on Thursday, while the remaining 13 council members voted in favor. Crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried has received a 25-year sentence for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was found guilty in November of using billions of dollars from FTX depositors, customers, investors, and lenders to gain influence and dominance in the cryptocurrency space. That included buying luxury properties in the Caribbean, private airplanes, and paying bribes to foreign officials. The judge said the sentence reflected there's a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and said the jail time was intended to disable that ability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a legally binding order, the top United Nations court says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel, and other supplies. The International Court of Justice issued two new so-called provisional measures Thursday in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza, charges Israel strongly denies. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A major salvage operation is on tap after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A media freedom organization says that Russian authorities have detained six journalists across the country. Reporters Without Borders said Thursday that the journalists include one who covered Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's trials for several years. Russian human rights group OVD Info said that Antonia Favorskaya was detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in a, quote, extremist organization. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. Favorskaya covered Navalny's court hearings for years and filmed the last video of Navalny before he died in the penal colony. She is one of several Russians targeted by authorities as part of a sweeping crackdown against against dissent in Russia. Venezuelans are increasingly stuck in Mexico, explaining a drop in illegal crossings into the U.S. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Venezuelan migrants attempting to enter the U.S. are finding the hardest part of their route is in Mexico. There are eight countries between Venezuela and the U.S. Many Venezuelans heading there have to endure a treacherous journey, including walking through jungles for days in Colombia and Panama. But they almost always say the hardest part of the journey is dealing with authorities in Mexico. Mexico's crackdown on immigration in recent months, at the urging of the Biden administration, has hit Venezuelans especially hard. The development highlights how much the U.S. depends on Mexico to control migration, which has reached unprecedented levels and is a top issue for voters as President Joe Biden seeks re-election. I'm Karen Shamas.
Greece's center-right government has survived a motion of no confidence brought by opposition parties over its handling of the country's deadliest rail disaster a year ago. Four left-wing opposition parties accused the government of hindering an investigation into the rail crash in February 2023 that left 57 people dead, many of them university students returning from spring break. Parliament voted 159 to 141 against the motion following an acrimonious three-day debate. The government also rejected opposition calls to hold a snap election. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.